Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're driving home with the Triple Threat.
The balance sheet doesn't work out for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an expensive experience to go to a strip club, and I don't know that it's in the end, I don't know that the value is in play. You know, I'm somebody...
I'm with you.
Yeah. You know, I'm somebody... I like the all-you-can-eat buffets when I go out
right,
to eat.
Because
you know,
there's like a payoff.
I'm, yeah, there's a... Yeah, and the cost basis...
Right, but there's a payoff.
There's a full stomach at the end, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think you know where I'm going.
No matter what a stripper tells you, there's no sex in the champagne room. None.
The Triple Threat with Sean and Rich is on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Bringing you the ultimate fantasy advice from the ultimate fantasy girl.
Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking?
This is Lisa Ann Does Fantasy with the Triple Threat on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
It is time for some fantasy football talk. I will get to Lisa Ann in just a second, but very quickly, the third keyword for our Texans, Giants, tickets, and pregame sideline pass giveaway, the third keyword. And be ready to call in about 6 or 7 minutes with all three keywords. The keyword, the third one, is truth. Truth, as in truth, justice, and the American way. So that is the third keyword. Be ready to call in a few minutes here. And if you're the right caller number, you'll be the winner of those tickets and pregame sideline passes. Without further ado, and I listened to that 4 o'clock open, and as I bring Lisa Ann on to talk about fantasy football, I will say this, like, my contention about the whole strip club thing right there, let me counter that with the fact that if I know Lisa Ann is going to be there, then that changes the entire dynamic, because she is coming back to Houston a little later on this month. The exact date, I think the 27th, if I'm not mistaken, Lisa, is that right?
You are correct. It is the 27th, albeit at Treasures.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I had a great week one. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I had a decent week one. I almost won in one league. That's not good, but I won in another league, and I feel pretty good. I had no big injuries for my team, and I know some folks out there sustained a few bumps and bruises on their teams, and I know, and Lisa, the texts are flying in on advice that people need on who to start and who to sit this week. So let's get right to it. I'm sure everybody saw Ryan Fitzpatrick throwing for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns coming from a mile away. did you pick him up in any leagues this week? And bigger picture, what does this Fitzy thing mean for any Jameis owners out there?
So I had Fitz and played him in a league this week because it's a double quarterback. It's a super flex. And my other quarterback is Flacco. So I have Winston on my bench. And I have Fitz, who I was playing for the first couple of weeks. This could really hurt Jameis Winston coming back. But remember something. There was a start for the season for the Jets with Fitzpatrick a couple of years ago where he had 3 incredible games, and then he fell off the face of the planet. So you can't predict this to go for a long time, but it's great to see him making stars out of players that have kind of been quiet, like a Mike Evans or a DeSean Jackson. So that's great for everyone, not great for Cameron Brait, whose best connection is obviously with Jameis Winston.
Yeah, that's we've experienced the Fitzy thing in Houston here before, Lisa, so we know how it goes. Like, he comes on strong at the beginning, and then at the end, right after he gets a contract, he usually peters out.
He's like a new relationship, you know what I mean?
It is. The sex with Fitzy is amazing the first few weeks.
Yeah.
And then not so much. Aaron Rodgers, amazing game, but injured. He hurt that knee in that game, and They're being kind of cryptic on what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. He wasn't practicing earlier in the week. How do you treat this? And they have a really tough opponent, obviously, too. Rodgers or no Rodgers, Minnesota is a good opponent. How are you treating this whole Packers thing right now? Not just with Rodgers, but the other weapons that you might have in your lineup on that team.
Yeah, it really infects everybody because, you know, without Rodgers or without Rodgers at 100%, and even at 100%, like you said, with this defense, you know, it's really a tough call, and I think we're all going to be waiting till tomorrow night to hear something great, like, oh, he's feeling amazing. Will that change your mind? If you have another quarterback that's in a better matchup with a weaker defense, it might be the safer bet so you're not in this nail-biting situation for the game. But it's amazing that he came out and played as well as he did. Now, stiffness will set in more after a game. You know, you go back in the locker room, You get a little juice. You're feeling a little bit better. Lasts a couple of hours. But now this week is where it really sets in. He doesn't need to practice to play. He's past that point of his career. I still think he can go out there and get it done. But it might be a struggle at best. And so if I could make a move and had a backup option, I'd play him if he had a better matchup.
Yeah, and kind of cool to see Randall Cobb do his thing on that long touchdown,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, totally cool.
Yep. Are we buying Adrian Peterson after 1 week? Almost 100 yards in week one. He looked pretty good. I know he had a couple games like this for Arizona last year, Lisa. Are we buying Adrian Peterson right now?
I think for now we kind of have to buy. Like you said, it was a couple good games. He is a little bit older, so I think it's just wear down, right? And how long will they really need to utilize him to this degree? You have to take advantage while he is the bell cow running back, and you have to use him when you can. So if you own him, you play him. If you can get him in DFS, you pick him up.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, age 33, and he's talking about, you know, he wants to put up numbers where he can be the best running back ever. Were you surprised that he lasted all the way through training camp with nobody picking him up?
I was, but, you know, there's a little bit more scarcity this year at running back than wide receiver, hence why Dez Bryant has no home. So I did see this coming, injury after injury for them as well during camp. So it wasn't a panic decision. I also think when you are going to bring a player in that might not be 100% of your workforce for the season, it's great to bring an older player in that has some locker room skill set, right? Can be a good leader, can fit in very well. It's a little bit harder to bring in somebody younger and see how the dynamic is for them to get along. He can be a good mentor to younger players and just a good lead role in that locker room.
Really good point. Lisa Ann joining us for her weekly visit talking fantasy football. All right, so the Steelers are, you know, they're, I don't want to say they're nothing like how people drew them up in the offseason looking. James Conner looked really good after week one. Ben Roethlisberger is dealing with his injury. It looks like he's going to play, but we'll see how that goes. What's your outlook here in week two as they're back home and they take on a pretty good Kansas City team?
They do take on a good Kansas City team, but they lack a little bit of their secondary. I think Big Ben can air it out a bit this week. And Big Ben's a drama queen. You know, every year he makes us feel like he's either going to retire or he's injured by week six. And you're like, is he going to play? But he always goes out there and plays. So I think it's going to be a big week for Antonio Brown. And I think James Conner can still get it done. I actually just finished making a trade for him before I got on the call with you.
Okay, what was the trade?
So it's Adam Kaplan. He needed a quarterback big time, and I have multiple quarterbacks in this league. So I kept Phillip Rivers. He took Jared Goff. He gave me James Conner and Derek Carr.
Well, that's not bad because Carr's not going to see the field for you. So you basically just picked who was it with? Adam Kaplan?
Yep. Yep.
Nice.
NFL Network.
That, okay.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I know. I've had Adam on my national show before. That's good. Lisa, you need to send me who the list of owners are in that league. I love seeing your name alongside all these NFL fantasy heavyweights and stuff like that. That's
me
cool
too.
Stuff.
It's pretty exciting.
That is cool. Very, very cool. Hey, Atlanta at home against Carolina here in week two. Atlanta moved the football against Philadelphia. They just crapped out in the red zone like they did last year in the playoff game. Is this a bounce back week for Matt Ryan and the boys?
I would hope so. I just really worry about the play calling. Why isn't Julio Jones out there more? Why aren't things just continuing to move when he has momentum? No Devonta Freeman this week. It's going to up the game for Tevin Coleman. But it's not a big run matchup against Carolina, so he's going to have to air it out.
News just coming out here that Joe Mixon might need a knee procedure.
I know. I have him in eight leagues. I got this news 2 seconds before you guys clicked on my voice, and I was almost in tears.
Oh, so what? Okay, so... So let's put us in the shoes of somebody with eight leagues. Like, what's your plan B here? What are you doing?
Right now I'm going to jump out and see where I can get Gio Bernard. This is another reason why I'm looking to see who wants to make some trades this early. You got to make moves because there's not going to be an RB1 or 2 left on the waiver wire. This is a trade time, and this is a serious player who I have a lot of shares and I had a lot of faith in.
Yep. All right. Real quick, I need to give a phone number out for the listeners, Lisa, because of this ticket contest we have. Caller number 5 with all three keywords, 832-430-2 win, is going to go to Giants Texans tickets and pregame sideline passes. All right, the texts are flying in, Lisa. Let's get a few of these in here. This weekend, Mahomes or Cousins?
Mahomes.
Mahomes taking on the Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger or Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, now I'm going to go Ben. I am.
Okay.
That's a tough one, but I just think that secondary, this is where he gets that long ball to Antonio Brown.
And home Ben is different than road. Like, home Ben is a beast, and road Ben is, you know,
lame.
You could throw me out there. Flex option, Benjamin Watson, tight end, New Orleans, or Bruce Ellington, wide receiver, Texans? God, this sounds like a 16-owner league.
Yeah, that's a crazy question, but I'm definitely going to go Ben Watson.
There you go. Let's see. Pick one running back, Drake or Lindsey. Lindsey ran well for the Broncos this past weekend.
And, you know, they're talking about the fact that that was a hot hand thing. Royce Freeman really needs to get out there, but it does concern me, and I see a lot of Lindsey being picked up, but I'm still going to go Drake.
You need to pick two wide receivers out of these four, Funches, Galladay, Anunua, and Hogan.
Hogan will come to life this week, so I'm going to go with Hogan. We saw what Galladay did last week. Let's stay with that. So Hogan and Galladay.
Will Fuller or Juju Smith-Schuster?
Juju Smith-Schuster.
What do you think of Will Fuller this week coming back from the hamstring injury?
I worry about him coming back, and I worry about it being such a short period of time. He's going to get out there for a long game. He's probably going to need a lot of breaks. That's going to hurt his field time, and he might just be a little bit of a decoy until he's confident and comfortable.
Yeah, and they're asking a lot of him just in terms of, you know, kind of loosening things. The Texans looked so gunked up last week against the New England Patriots. Two wide receivers on the same NFL team here, Lisa. Who do you like this weekend, Brandon Cooks or Cooper Kupp?
I still like Cooper Kupp.
Yeah,
Cooper
I got Kupp in my league. That was fun seeing him get in the end zone last week.
Yep.
Andrew Luck or Alex Smith?
Ooh, that's a good one. Washington's diva. Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck. Okay, yeah, they play each other this week in Washington. Hey, can you guys ask Lisa, Randall Cobb or Ted Ginn Jr.?
Ted Ginn Jr.
Okay, there you go. We'll squeeze in one more here. Drew Brees or Phillip Rivers?
Phillip Rivers against Buffalo. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to say it. Their defense is awful. Keenan Allen's going to get lighted up this week.
Yeah, and Drew Brees against the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland a little sneaky talent-wise, more so than in previous years. All right,
oh,
Lisa,
by the way, that overtime was so fun to watch. Nothing happened, but it was so fun to watch.
You have four TVs, right?
Yeah, I have multiple screens going for sure, and I just wanted more fantasy points. That's all I was caring about.
There you go. I knew it. Lisa Ann, our fantasy football expert. Again, one other quick bump. We mentioned at the outset, September 27th, back in town at Treasures, right, Lise?
Yep, two shows, a 6 p.m. and a 10:30 p.m., and I'll be hanging out at the club, just chilling with everybody, and I really can't wait to get back to Houston.
Awesome. We can't wait to have you back here, Lisa, for sure. At The Real Lisa Ann on Twitter. Do not settle for any imitations on Twitter or any social media, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa, we appreciate it. Great stuff as always, and good luck with all of your teams this weekend.
Have a great weekend and enjoy the games.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.